Good morning, friends around the world. As we consider ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we're close to and those we love through this meditation series, let's consider the question, how can I turn a criticism into an encouragement? For many years, I struggled with making a statement. It goes like this. Hi, my name is Ed, and I'm an alcoholic. You see, it takes some humility to make such a statement when you're in denial of the facts. And the first time I said those words, it was not only humbling, but it was humiliating for me. I didn't want to confess to anyone, let alone myself, that I had a weakness. Over the years, I have come to embrace the fact that I am indeed an alcoholic. Then I joined a monastic community on Cape Cod and learned to focus even more on my character defects. So being critical of myself has become a learned process. And I can be critical of myself, and I am, then it comes naturally for me to be critical of others. After 35 years of sobriety, people in recovery call a critical spirit like me an old timer. But what I've come to realize is that being critical of others builds walls in my relationships. So how do we tear down those walls we built with our criticism and build bridges in our relationships with those we're close to and those we love? Here's a true story. When Trish and I first got married, we were talking about cars one day. I soon found out she is very meticulous about her cars. I told her I like clean cars too. And that's when she said this to me. Ed, I love it when you wash my car. I thought to myself, have I ever washed her car? I couldn't remember ever washing her car. But you know what that made me want to do? Yes, wash her car. Trish encouraged me in a behavior she would like to see in me instead of criticizing me. She could have said, Ed, you never wash my car. The topic is her car being washed by me, isn't it? And she chose to encourage a behavior rather than to criticize me. Let's take the rest of the time we have together this morning and consider these things. Which would you rather hear from someone? A criticism or an encouragement? Consider ways your criticism of others has built walls between you and them. Think about behavior you've been critical of with someone, and consider how you could convert that criticism into an encouraging statement which builds a bridge between the two of you.